Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, fellas. Hello, people out there in radio world. Good afternoon. Good Sunday to you. Welcome to another episode of Talk That Talk with Tweety and LJ. I'm Tweety.
And I'm LJ.
Alright. Yes, sir. We got 30 minute show for you. Got a nice little show lined up for you. We're going to talk about the Tom Brady saga with the NFL. We're going to talk about the whole Meek Mill and Drake beef, and how do you feel about that? And we're going to preview the NFL. I mean, we're not just sports talk. We all around talk. It's just talk that talk. Well, yeah, I guess we can get started there. Jay, you got anything you want to get off your chest, or you just want to get right into the show?
I'm going to plug a TV show that I thought was pretty good. Not plug it.
All right.
Have you ever seen the TV show Naked and Afraid?
I have. I've watched a few episodes of it. It's pretty funny to me.
It's a pretty good TV show. I told him I was watching it with my wife last night, and I was like, what's strange to me is I can't really understand how these dudes is out here hugging each other in these streets like they ain't both me. I must be from a different era. I ain't never known that shit to be cool.
It's all about survival at that point. They're not worrying about that gay shit.
Tweety, it ain't about, I just don't want, I don't want contact with another man that's new. We can shake hands, and if we need to be close,
I feel you,
for purposes of survival, we can do that. But I know I'm damn well positive we can say hello without our body touching. I could be wrong.
You're right.
I don't like touching people in general. So, anyway, that's the only funny thing I got going on this week. Ain't too much else going on. I'm just chilling. You ready to go out of town? I'm just chilling.
Yeah, just a little bit on that. I said we're gonna be without half for Tweety and AJ for about a good three weeks.
About 3 weeks.
About 3 weeks, man. We'll have a few guests hosting during that time frame, and we're going to keep the show going for you. But I guess we jump into the show. I guess we can start on sandwich the non-sport into sports. So I guess we're going to start out with Tom Brady. The oldest story going, the longest story going, Tom Brady's still fighting with the NFL about his suspension. He feels like he shouldn't be suspended at all for the deflation of the balls in the AFC Championship game against the Indianapolis Colts. I feel like he did nothing wrong. I can start out by giving my opinion. I feel like he did cheat the game. That's the one thing I think the NFL should have came down hard on, and I'm glad they did, I guess you could say, come down hard by making him miss a quarter of the season. And a lot of people have a problem with it because they figure he shouldn't have gave him 4 games because all he did was display balls, and other people are out here, I guess you could say, beating on women or taking, quote-unquote, performance-enhancing drugs. But for those people, all I have to say is, what do you think the NFL stands for? It stands for National Football League. It's not the police. It's not the city police. It's not a government. It's a football league, so if you cheat football, they should come down hard on you for cheating football. If it's a society issue and you are guilty of that, society will come down hard on you, and football can just fall in line like it should, like any other job does. I just feel like, yes, he cheated the game, so he should get at least four games. How do you feel about that?
The pandemonium, the lovers and apologists of Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. I don't understand why they like to say, well, guys are only getting this and that. I know why NFL players do it, because they want fairness, right? But here's what I would say about the situation. If Tom Brady knowingly was involved in some way, shape, form, fashion of having those balls deflated, then absolutely he should be suspended. We all know, or anyway, most reasonable people know, that a lot of times, especially even in the court of law, you can be found guilty on circumstantial evidence. We're not 100% certain that you did it, but it damn sure looked like you probably did it. You know, Aaron Hernandez went to jail on basically a circumstantial case to a certain extent.
Correct.
So when he got convicted of that murder and that one guy. So, I mean, I do think that if he did that, he deserves to be suspended. Four games, yeah, I'm not really all that hung up on the four games. If it was one or two games, I'd be complaining a little bit more, but I think four games is fair enough. If he had to spend it for six games, I still wouldn't have had an issue with it, just because simply for the fact that I think that, as we mean, you talked about this the other day, when you start messing with the integrity of the game and having people concerned about the actual outcome of the game, whether it's rigged or not, then I think you have issues and you have to come down hard on it. You know, so that and I could see why Rodgersdale opposed suspension because, okay, if Tom Brady is doing this, or he gives the impression that he's doing this, the NFL is the most watched sport in the United States. So that's going to affect advertising dollars, all of this kind of stuff, the second and third order effects that it will have if the fans no longer want to watch the NFL because they don't, quote-unquote, believe it, meaning – when they see the NFL and the ref throws a flag, they don't know if they don't know if the ref threw on that flag because it's a call, it's the actual call, or because he's cheating. You know what I mean? And I think the NFL, in my opinion, it's best for the NFL to get out ahead of that stuff and say, no, we will not accept any cheating in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Because if you look at it, every time the Patriots are caught in a situation like this, they get off with their life. I mean, I still am flabbergasted about the fact that they were taping other teams' practices and signals or whatever, and all they did was pay a fine. And look, I think they lost maybe a draft pick or two. Now you're talking about some cheating. That's like cheating.
Well, that's cheating beyond cheating. That's really going inside somebody else's game plan.
what do you think about what Tom Brady said about his cell phone? That he only keeps cell phones for a certain amount of time, and that every time he gets a new cell phone, as soon as it's activated, he breaks his other cell phone. Before you answer, let me tell you, you know who does that kind of stuff?
Nobody.
Okay, drug dealers.
They do that because, like you say, they have to get new numbers, but. For the most part, a lot of them I know kind of keep the same phone until, like you say, something happened to it. They might switch a number or two, but they keep the same phone because they don't like going through. They like keeping shit familiar. It's the context I already hear. I might change my number once or twice, but I got my phone. But that's bullshit. Let's just go. I'm just gonna go ahead and be 100. That's bullshit. And from what I've heard, I mean, I'm not sure if it's true or not. I listen to other radio stations, sports radio stations. He had the cell phone before that one. He still had that in good condition, but he destroyed this last one because he decided to switch brands. And I'm like, no, you destroyed this because you chose to go to court and you know that would be incriminating evidence.
I didn't read the entire thing that the NFL put out. It was like 20 pages. I'm going to say I read about 8 pages, 8 to 10 pages, something like that. But the impression I got from the part where he talked about the cell phone things, the impression I got was that even before the cell phone was destroyed, Tom Brady and his attorney were aware that the NFL wanted to access his cell phone, and his response, or through his lawyer, or however communicated to the NFL, or was communicated with that, under no circumstances was he going to give them access to his phone.
Well,
you know, so I would definitely, if I was in Roger Goodell's shoes, I would probably be more inclined to say, hey, listen, you destroyed the phone, so I don't believe you. You knew I wanted to see what was in that phone. Now, you could have kept the phone. We could have made it a legal case or whatever. But for you to destroy the phone, hey, if I t- if gotta call a spade, it just is what it is. You know, it sounds like he hiding something, which, you know.
And he ain't want Roger, he ain't want Roger Goodell looking at the pictures of his wife he got. So that's all that was.
Nah.
He want Roger Goodell scooping the pictures out.
And I know they say I know they say that jokingly, but I mean, Roger Goodell made more money last year than Tom Brady did. What the hell?
He's gonna make more money this year than Tom Brady.
Absolutely. So it's not like Tom Brady had. I mean, you know, yeah, his wife was a supermodel. Whatever. Roger Goodell made $44 million last year. I'm sure he can walk down the street and bag probably any beautiful woman that he wanted to bag. So, you know, I don't see that as being a big deal. You know, if you don't want naked pictures of your wife or whatever kind of pictures of the wife you have, you know, delete them. I mean, I know you don't want to delete them, but
well,
there's probably other ways for him to have given the NFL access to those text messages
They really didn't ask for his cell phone. They really just asked for records. You can always go to your cell phone provider, or you can go get your bill. Hell, you can always get them records. Like, they really didn't ask for the phone. They didn't really want the phone. They just wanted records between him and the deflator, so to speak. And that's all they really wanted. Tom Brady just knew he was guilty. He know he's guilty. That's how that is. He's acting like a kid that's the good kid, but he done got caught doing something. He's gonna die. Yeah.
The one thing that I would say, no, I haven't heard anybody bring up, whether it's on a sports talk show, a podcast, or even watching the different cable sports news networks. How is the other two guys, whose names I do not remember, two guys that were accused of actually kind of organizing the scheme at the lowest level. No, one of them named McNeely. How is it possible that the NFL was able to get text message information from them, but Tom Brady mysteriously just could not provide it? Now, I ain't the smartest man in the world, but I tend to think if three people have a cell phone and two people can somehow provide text messaging without saying, oh, the provider won't do this, phone company can't do that, I would think the third person can do the same thing. Again, I may be wrong. Yes. I ain't the smartest man in the world.
Especially
one of the smartest
person got a whole lot more money.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I know he can throw in more legal stuff to, change it up in the court systems or whatnot. But I'm saying purely they said something like the phone company said you have to get a subpoena in order for them to do that. And I guess once the phone is actually destroyed, if my memory serves me correctly, they can no longer access the records. Something like that. But I'm just saying, like, the excuse of my record, the cell phone company said that they couldn't get the money. I mean, they can't get them out of support without a court order or whatever the word is, I forget. I don't believe that. I mean, I'm sure that is the company policy. However, I'm also fairly certain I'm going to believe that if Tom Brady wanted to have the NFL to have access to those text messages, he could have easily gotten the NFL some access in some way, shape, form, or fashion, whether it's a printout, whatever it may be. He could have done that without, like you said, having provided his entire cell phone. Tom Brady, he got caught with his pants down. He's screwed. He might as well let it go. He's going to fight it in the court system and going to come out there and Roger Goodell. The people going to see Roger Goodell in front of the courthouse with Tom Brady grabbing his ankle. And Roger Goodell standing right behind him, taking it all for him.
Speaking of somebody getting screwed or getting worked over, let's jump into this. Let's quickly jump into this Meek Mill Drake thing. Go ahead.
Before we transition, can I mention one thing?
Go ahead.
Robert Kraft. Come on, son.
All right.
Hey, another thing. Come on, son. What the hell you going to say?
Hey, I mean, you know, he got his feelings hurt by his friend.
And then come back and make a seat, like, and then be upset about it. I mean, you should have been upset at the beginning. I never
he got his feelings hurt.
Come on, man. You need to take that. You need to go somewhere with that bull.
Well, I mean, you know, I guess he said he accepted that deal under the fact that my quarterback wouldn't be punished. Or if he was punished, it would be light. I figured he got screwed by NFL, and Jerry Jones pretty much told him nothing to the damn party. Like, this happens to everybody. Get over it.
Like I told you the other day, and then I'm going to give Tom Brady credit for this. If Tom Brady actually did this, I respect that Tom Brady ain't finna tell on himself. I respect that, like, but there's too many people be out here like, well, you know what? Nah, man. If you ain't caught me with my hand in the cookie jar, if you ain't see it, I ain't do it. You got the phone.
Right.
I respect that, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. We lead the NFL and this Tom Brady fiasco alone. I think Tom Brady's going to still lose the court, spending about four games. They're supposed to meet on August the 12th. I don't think he's going to settle because my assumption is that the NFL, and it's kind of what been seen been coming through in the media when they were talking about the Players Association and the NFL meeting about a settlement, is that there's going to have to be some sort of admission of guilt by Tom Brady in order for the suspension to be reduced. And I would say, as based on what we've seen up to this point, Tom Brady don't have any incident to admit he did anything wrong.
He's not. He don't. Like I say, he's that kid that doesn't have a stain. They try to put a stain on him, and he's denying it until he doesn't have to anymore. But he don't deny it.
Tom Brady, the ball to the top of the key. What you do if you're in the man-to-man defense when your man is on the wing? I deny.
He say he's going to deny. Deny till you die. But I say, again, like I say, we're going to go back into this little Meek Mill thing real short before we preview the NFL.
Really?
And a lot of people saying Meek getting worked over by Drake, man. Say Drake out here having his own, even though he's a singing nigga. He out here having his own against Meek. How do you feel about the situation? Have you heard the songs from both artists?
I have heard the songs from both records. I think the way it started to me was kind of lame. You know, Meek Mill calling. I'm not a fan of calling people out on social media. You know what I mean?
I believe if you got a problem
with somebody, like if you done did a song with somebody, clearly you're either you personally, and I think Meek Mill and Drake have done a couple of songs together. So either they have some sort of personal relationship, or worst case scenario, somebody in his camp, whether it's his personal camp, the record label, somebody has access to be able to communicate with Drake or get information to Drake. If you want to talk to him, they can talk about this offline. Would it be over the phone? Or in person, but I mean, who the hell goes on the internet and complaining about somebody else not shooting their album? What part of the game is that?
You say he accused somebody of not doing what?
He was talking, you know, it started off with Meek Mill saying that that the reason Drake ain't tweeted his album, because I guess his album just came out or about to come out, don't know. Don't listen to Meek Mill like that. But Drake didn't tweet his album, and he was like saying, the reason you didn't tweet my album, because you didn't write your verse on, I think the song called Rico, and we found out about it like months ago or whatever. And then he kind of went on from there. But as far as the diss records go, I like both the Drake diss records. I mean, I like the beat and everything on Charged Up. But on that song, Back to Back, I ain't like the beat as much. But, man, I thought if I was Meek Mill, I'd been in the bathroom, man. I don't sweat.
I mean, honestly, I did jam that song Back to Back. Like, that song went hard. I like the beat and the lyrics for that song since. Yeah, he burnt the mic on that song. He kind of put Meek Mill in his place lyrically. It was awesome, man. I'm more of a Meek Mill fan, I guess you could say, when I'm riding personally in my car than Drake. But I've always thought that Drake was better lyrically than Meek Mill, and it kind of showed. It showed in that back to back song. That back to back song, Drake ate hard.
And I'm not even saying the Meek Mill record was whack. Like, I mean, I know, like,
nah,
most
it
people.
Was.
I mean, how do you get dissed by Waterbury and White Castle? Ooh, it was ugly. You got fast food chains out here dissing you, saying your diss record is whack? Yeah, you might want to.
Yeah.
You might want to get some injunctions to stop that joint. But I didn't think, I just thought, like, to me, if that Meek Mill, if his diss record, if it was a regular song, people probably would have been jamming. But it was, the song wasn't whack. It was like, but as a diss record, it was terrible. But I mean,
yeah,
how do you come back?
Like I said, he didn't say nothing. He didn't say anything that nobody already didn't know. And you just pretty much reiterating the same complaints. Whereas when Drake took shots at you, took shots at the fact that your wife is bigger than you, or your soon-to-be wife is bigger than you. He went at you. He came at you as a person, and you just like you didn't write your own stuff.
I think that
kind of whack.
That I think that the way it might have been. I mean, some of this stuff people don't probably heard about Meek Mill before, maybe, or people don't thought of it at least. I think the way Drake said it was just so clever. Like, you know what I mean? Like, everybody knows that people, I don't say knows, but people accuse Drake all the time of being, like, soft, emotional, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
But Meek Mill, what he probably should have done was figure out a way to go at it and be more clever about it. Instead of just saying, come out, did you who something about write the real six? I wonder who actually was with you when you went through the summer. Weak, like, I mean, he just came straight out and said it. You got to be funny about it, or, you know, like, say something clever. Like when Drake said, shout out to the boss bitches, wife and niggas.
Definitely wife and niggas, yeah.
Man, I'd have been on the next plane trying to find him. Like, my nigga, I just, that one cut too deep. I got to see you about you. I'm going to give you some cash. I got to protect my reputation, because at this point, you came to number three.
Well,
he's gonna
come back with another record, man. I mean, because you can't go fight Drake. I mean, now you really look like the whole ass nigga. Now you really look like the punk. I mean, you lost. You came after me, then you can't compete with me. So now you wanna fight me. You better hope you win the fight, because if you lose the fight, you might as well just go and put the mic up. Just don't make another song. Don't try to come hard. Don't do nothing, because you're losing liberty. You're probably
financially. This is a fight he never should have got into.
Right. That's how we gonna close it out too. I say he just shouldn't have let it alone. It's just like I said, just a fight he shouldn't even start. I guess we're gonna spend the last little 5.5 minutes. On previewing the NFL, you know, everybody training camp underway now. Cowboys excited about their new acquisitions. The Eagles excited about getting DeMarco. Larry's so excited they flying planes over Cowboys training camp, saying we got DeMarco, and now we got a newly acquired Cowboy Greg Hardy helping the fans pay for a helicopter flying over the Eagles camp, saying we still them boys. So. NFL is in full effect. People are getting back ready. Training camps in full effect. Big money players have gotten paid. Big names in new places. They say you got Ndamukong Suh in Miami. Brandon Marshall is, I think he's with the Jets, if I'm not mistaken. And you got Shady McCoy in Buffalo. It's gonna be a good season. They anticipating a good, exciting season. Adrian Peterson back in Minnesota. You know, so
I got
to. The elephant in the room
to me in the NFL right now is this Russell Wilson contract.
He got it.
Now, don't get me wrong. I know a lot of people gonna be hating when I say it. I know Russell Wilson is good. But I ain't sure Russell Wilson is that. I mean, I'm just being honest. Like, I think that Russell Wilson is a very good quarterback. He may be even, right. He's probably a top 15 quarterback. This is my personal opinion. I think you should only pay quarterbacks that kind of money who you can say, not just make one or two plays. Oh, well, this guy can come through. That's like paying Robert Horry a maximum contract in the NBA because he'll hit a big shot for you every once in a while. Yeah,
right.
He gonna come through. He ain't. I mean, Robert Horry ain't giving you 25 and 12 every night and score. You know, he ain't doing that, but he gonna make some big shots.
Right.
To me,
right.
I'm not. And I obviously Russell Wilson is in his profession at a higher level individually than to Robert Horry was. My point is that for me, I'm only gonna pay a guy like that kind of money. If I know that not you making one play, but you can carry the team for a game.
Right.
You know, not just by making a play, or he made a great throw on this third down. You know, like some games where, hey, the Packers just ain't playing that good defense, and Aaron Rodgers just out there whipping. You know, it's Aaron Rodgers, so he just out there whipping. Ain't nothing to do with it. Ain't nothing nobody can do about what Aaron Rodgers is doing. And he's going to give you about 3 or 4 games like that a year where just because of his ability as a passer and even the athleticism that he brings to the position, he's going to keep the Packers in the game or he's going to be able to win. I'm not saying Russell can't do that. In my opinion, at this point in his career, he has not done that. Now, if you believe that he's
that, go ahead, please. I'm saying he can't because I'm saying he's never been asked to. And
that's
the reason you've never been asked to do that. Even, I don't care what, like, every level I've seen him be at, college or NFL, he's never been asked to be even in college, the 30 or 40 pass a game type of player. I got a good team around me. We're going to run the ball. We're going to play good defense. They, in my opinion, they paid him to avoid Seattle backlash. I mean, they figure we got a quarterback. He done been the 2 Super Bowls in 3 years. Which that phrase bothers the hell out of me. Like, he carried them to 2 Super Bowls. But as I say, I don't think he should have got that money because, like you say, if I'm gonna pay you like Aaron Rodgers, I'm finna start asking you to do what Aaron Rodgers do. I'm finna start asking you to throw the ball 50. I'm finna start asking you to throw the ball 50 times a game. And not throw 30 picks in the season. I said, ask you to throw the ball on the last series instead of mixing in Marshawn Lynch. We're going to tone down Marshawn Lynch in order
This is a microcosm of what, this is my opinion of whether or not Russell Wilson deserves this kind of money. Whatever down it was, Super Bowl, they're on the 1 yard line. If Tom Brady throws that fast and Marshawn Lynch is playing running back, do you think anybody cares? I mean, people are still going to question it, but people are like,
but they ain't going to care. Yep.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yep.
That's Tom Brady. You expect Tom Brady to be able to make that play. You're expecting, you know, nobody's questioning if that Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning, and a number of other quarterbacks throwing that pass in the biggest game in the NFL with your team on the line with arguably – best running back in the NFL standing behind you. If you're Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, Ben Roethlisberger, nobody questions that. But everybody was like, why did they just hand the ball to Marshawn Lynch?
Marshawn Lynch.
Well, damn, if you got a quarterback who's supposed to make $22, $23 million a year, why can't he go to
ball? He's supposed to make that play.
If you're paying him that kind of money, why would you even think twice about it?
I'm riding the dot with you.
I don't expect you to throw no interception. I expect you to make that play.
Right.
To me, that is a clear description of I don't think Russell Wilson can win you games like that. Now, I think he's always going to be above average as a quarterback, probably. But
We got 5 seconds left, so we're going to have to go ahead and say our goodbyes. We're going to have to get a longer show, man. We see everybody next Sunday. This is Tweety, and that's LJ.
LJ.
We're signing out.
See y'all in 3 weeks.
Peace.